Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. The Board of Supervisors has a full slate scheduled for today's meeting, including the transfer of $70,000 earmarked for REDEC and the development of an aquaculture business park to the Humboldt Bay Recreation and Conservation District. The Harbor District has been pursuing the purchase of a portion of freshwater tissue plant as the site for the project, and considering that the Harbor District has the authority to purchase the site and pursue additional grant funding, the recommendation from staff is for the supervisors to approve the transfer of the money. Also on the Board of Supervisors, they are expected to approve the reappointment of three Headwaters Fund board members. Jackie Duchelle Miller, Buzz Webb, and Margaret Garner have been recommended to serve another three-year term. The City of Arcata has announced that to show its solidarity with supporters of same-sex marriage, the rainbow flag, the symbol of the LGBT movement, will be flown on the Arcata Plaza today and tomorrow. The Supreme Court is currently hearing a constitutional challenge to Proposition 8 that made same-sex marriage illegal in California after amending the state constitution. The Supreme Court is also hearing a challenge to the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Arcata Mayor Shane Brinton made the request to fly the flag, and the City Council unanimously approved that request. Congressman Jared Huffman is on the North Coast this week, and he's touring project sites in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Huffman will announce the introduction of legislation he has proposed that will refinance a federal loan program for commercial fishing fleets who work out of North Coast ports. Huffman met with Del Norte representatives yesterday and will follow up with meetings in Eureka today. For more information, contact Huffman's Eureka office. The College of the Redwoods will host the 110th graduating class from its police academy today at 7 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center. 24 cadets will graduate from the academy following a 23-week training program. The next graduating class from the academy has already begun its training regimen, and the 111th class will graduate in June. The 112th academy class will begin on July 15th. And for more information, contact College of the Redwoods. And the latest polling from the Public Policy Institute of California shows that Californians like their governor a lot more than their state legislature. Governor Brown received a positive job approval rate of 48% of those polled, while the legislature remains unpopular, receiving only 25% approval rate. Poll respondents did give Democrats in Sacramento a 50% favorable approval rate, while the Republican Party got just 34%. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We have a report from Del Norte and Curry Counties. Sutter Coast Hospital in Crescent City announced on Monday that Chief Executive Officer Eugene Suskey will resign his post effective April 25th. Sutter Coast has been in the midst of a power struggle between local control and regional control from Sutter Hospital's headquarters. Suskey has served as CEO for the past 4 years, and an interim CEO will be appointed. In Curry County, James Walker of Brookings was found guilty of DUI and driving on a revoked license. He will be sentenced in April. Gold Beach resident Randy Waters was found guilty of water pollution and sentenced to 36 months probation and fined for conducting unlicensed dredging operations on the Rogue River. And Brookings resident Matthew Hughes pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm and assault on a police officer, and he awaits sentencing. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.